Still on education, the vice rector of the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Dr. Wilberforce Jisa, challenged parents and teachers to coach the youth on the positive use of social media.
We need to go to the foundation. The basic is important because when they go to crèche or nursery to kindergarten, they don't know what is social media because they are then very young. Therefore, we need to strengthen the foundation and ensure that the 3 R's are properly embedded at that level. And teachers must be properly trained. You have a lot of teachers who are not trained. So if we insist on the right thing, ensure that there is numeracy, that they have the writing skills, they imbibe the issues of pronunciation, spelling, and writing the right dictation. You see, well, these are some of the things that we did in primary school. Dictation, comprehension, summary. If they can understand issues of lexis and structure, if they can put these things properly in writing and they develop it where the teachers monitor, there is proper monitoring, supervision, I am sure that we'll overcome some of these challenges posed by social media. Is there? They are using shortcut, using U, Y, O, U, as just the word, the alphabet U. But we need to discourage that. Though there are those who speak Pidgin English. We all do when we're in secondary school. But when we get to the classroom, we do not write Pidgin English because we differentiate between the spoken word and the written word.
So what do we do to discourage the use of social media?
We cannot discourage the use of social media because Ghana is not Ireland. We need to appreciate the fact that we are part of the global village. And what you are part of the global village, with information, communication, technology now ruling the world, you cannot claim to be an island. You cannot isolate yourself. But what we need to do is to use the social media as a platform for education and not the negative aspect of it. It is not necessary that the fact that you have social media, you tweet or you do Facebooking does not give the license to write that kind of language. That is not the case. It shouldn't be encouraged. Social media gives them the kind of latitude, the diversity for them to express their opinions, to, you know, put across opinions, their viewpoints, and it helps in terms of their conversational level to upgrade their own thinking and also to update their aptitude.
The registrar of GIJ, Perry Fosu, believes the poor performance of students in examination in recent times is largely attributed to the use of social media.
We all are witnesses to the problem in respect of our students, and we are tracing the problem to our new technology, where a student is interested in using the new technology. And in using the new technology, I thought that we're going to have advantages because they will use it to learn. But unfortunately for us, they are rather killing their language skills. They send text messages, they do WhatsApps, and all kinds of things, and try to shorten the spellings. And by doing so, it has contaminated their language skills. And so those of us who teach, for instance, you notice that when you are reading through their scripts, they transfer those things that they do on the new technology into the classroom, into their writing, and therefore skills are going down.
So, Mr. Fosu, who do we blame now?
Well, we should be blaming ourselves, the parents, because you see, parents are now also allowing their children to use those gadgets. And if those of us who are parents would begin to realize that those things are creating problems for us, then we may have to find another way. And it is about encouraging the children to read beyond what they are doing now. If they read and read, to correct some of the errors. And I was trying to tell you that in those days, not too far away, when you go to school, dictation is there. It may sometimes be the first thing you do in the afternoon, just as we do mental in the morning. And so the dictation was keeping students on their toes, learning how to spell new words and so on and so forth. And therefore, I think that in as much as it will be difficult to say that children should not use a gadget, we may have to adopt new mechanisms in school where we should go back to dictation, and parents should also encourage their children to do a lot of reading.
Osbeck Sisiedu is a parent of a ward who took part in the WASI exams.
These days, students, not that it's their fault that they may not learn or they will say that they were lazy or something, but the situation on the ground now has been becoming the problem for the student now. During our time, we don't have the computer and then kind of Viber and all those systems that students use. It is good for learning, which those who want to use it wisely to learn. is in the beginning, for example, by the children. When you use the computer and it helps you to know how you spell it. But these days, to WhatsApp their friends and other things, because of when they write, we don't have the access to write letters to our parents and other things, the text messages. And as they write the text message, instead of to, they write to. For then they write an N instead of A-N, then they write kind of A. It becomes part of them do every time, every day. So it also affects their exams. Some of them, it affects their exams, especially those in the metropolitan area that they have the access to this ones. When you go to the rural areas too, they also don't have it, and the teachers, they are not there, teach them, they do all this kind of, and then they don't have the facilities of the books that they can use to write the exams. So it becoming the problem for the students these days to get a good grade to enter the treasurer institutions. I thought that we need to provide the things that they need to do to work on the schools. The teachers must be equipped, the children must be given a work to supervise, and then the work must be also, for example, the children exams become too much for them. They are hurried to write the papers in time. So it's something that we need to look at, this curriculum that they were using, they are doing, and then the subjects also, the content also should be very important so that they can, because during our exams, GCE, how many papers do you write? Write 4 subjects, 5 or 6. The children write 10 papers.